You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Louisa Nicklin with the beautiful track No Good. Kia ora whānau, you're on BFM Breakfast. We've got special guest in the studio, Josh Worthington Church. Morena, Josh, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. It's nice to see you. You're in many projects. Probably most recently people will have seen you up on stage with the Princess Chelsea crew. Big, busy year for you guys. How are you feeling?
Great. Yeah, it's sort of funny because it doesn't feel as busy as it probably is on paper, or maybe looks, but like, Yeah, exciting US trip at the end of the year, and the local doing the full album, which is, I'm really, really excited about. That's exactly the kind of like sort of specific thing that I really get excited about.
Which is the reason I asked was because the Princess Chelsea Live Band, there's a lot of you on stage. It's very cohesive. You kind of seem to, you know, really understand each other's working styles as musicians. I do think it sounds like you've had a busy year. In your downtime, though, you're just very casually organising a 27-person band, Josh. This is the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, which is playing on the 27th of August at Neck of the Woods. This is crazy. This is not the first time you've done this. Can you tell us a wee bit about who, what is the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra?
So I kind of like maximalism. I'll sort of condense it because this is one of those things that's sort of like a culmination of a lot of what I've been doing with my downtime since I left university, basically. But yeah. It really sort of came to a head in lockdown where I was, you know, like I think a lot of musicians had the same sort of thing of like, oh my goodness, I'm stuck at home. Like, what a great time to get a bunch of work done.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of tried it for a bit, and then what I realized very quickly was like, oh, I don't like, I'm not going to be able to do this with anybody for ages.
Mm.
And that was quite deflating. And I really realized like how much doing it with other people meant to me.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, coming out of all of that was, it was like, oh man, you know, I'd done like sort of, yeah, 7 or 8 piece bands and stuff. And that was kind of,
that's big by many people's standards.
It's big enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just sort of like, well, it almost felt like if you're going to crack sort of 10.
You might like, as well.
You might as well just keep going.
Yeah, hit 27. Why not?
Yeah.
So what is the, I guess, what's the vibe? Are you improvising? Is it compositions? What are you actually playing as
so
the Rainbow Orchestra?
The format for this and the show that we did earlier in the year is we get 12 songwriters in this case, and they each are providing a new original song, and then that gets arranged from within the orchestra pool, on a hands up basis, like whoever wants to
do the arranging. Yeah.
Yeah, we just sort of figure all that out, and then like within that there's I try to encourage improvisation and just playing out, trying things, basically.
Totally.
But people have got paper, you know. It's like it's definitely modeled off like a traditional Western orchestra.
I like the big quote marks around that.
Well, I guess like a traditional Western orchestra with a pared down for one, because it's still, you know, at less than a quarter the size of most orchestras, but with a like a big rock band kind of stapled onto the side of it.
Totally. You've got some amazing songwriters, just to run through a few of them. Louisa, who we just heard. You've got Maynard Larkin, a.k.a. Randa. Yolanda Fagan from Narnoise. You've got Holly Fulbrook, Don McGlashan, Jeff Ong. It's a very cool lineup of songwriters who are contributing, as you said, new compositions. How does that work?
Well, so that's a good question. And basically, I asked them for a new song with the understanding that, like, I don't know who's got what kicking around in the vaults or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the only thing I really try and stipulate is, I guess, unreleased.
Got you.
It's something that, like, the public hasn't heard.
Yes.
I guess a good way to put it.
This is not, I mean, it's an amazing and incredible thing, but it's not Troy Kingy playing with the APO.
No.
Which is incredible in a different way. This is a whole new exploration that's going on here.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is a pretty big thing to bite off. How did the first one go?
It was awesome. I mean, there's a second one, so that's kind of a good indicator of how the first one went.
Yeah.
I was destroyed by the end of that show, but it was like mostly out of emotion. Like, it was easily one of the most gratifying things I've ever done.
And are you conducting it? What's the okay? So how does that work? Do you have actually conducting experience, or are you kind of conducting
the
vibes?
I do now.
Yes, yeah,
but it's you know, like I've sort of tossed up. I think at this stage, I'm in that stage of like trying to tap into a kind of amateur expression of something. I think the more this goes on, I'll at some point I'll probably be compelled to study up. But for now.
I like that. Who's your orchestra? Who are the people you've brought together for this? Are they old jazz school friends or music school friends?
I mean, a lot of them are like, either people I met directly through the university or kind of the extension of that, like that being my kind of way into the wider music making scene. Some of them are people I've met just through doing this, particularly string players, because that's I didn't meet any string players studying like the violins. Then it's not a popular jazz instrument, so it's not you don't get as much of an opportunity. So it has been a really cool way to get to know people who have a very different music making mode. But what I found particularly with that is that because this is the way that I really want to distinguish this from conventional orchestras and a lot of large ensembles, like big bands and basically anything like that, is that there tends to be a very top-down hierarchical structure in those.
Yeah.
Which I get, and it totally makes sense as a very efficient way to run a huge...
Necessary in that other framework.
Yeah. But in particularly playing in Chelsea's band and just a lot of my experiences making music, what I value the most is a situation where people have some direct personal creative buy-in. Mm. And that's, you don't really get that if you're turning up and being told exactly what to play and stuff like that. Maybe a little bit, but not the thing where you're like, man, I made a decision that audibly altered what the group was doing.
Yeah, totally.
So trying to bring that into it.
It must be a really inspiring experience for your own songwriting and your own kind of creativity after this. How do you feel? I mean, you must have come out of it fizzing with ideas.
Sort of. Well, yeah, I don't really know. That's
maybe just wanting to lie in a dark room for a while.
Yeah, that's funny. I feel like because it's such a monolith, I don't know. I definitely know what you're talking about, because that's sort of that's what drives me to go see basically anyone perform. Is you're like, oh my god, yes. But I feel like the more directly involved I am in something, the less feedback of that kind I can get, because
you're in it.
I'm in it. Yeah. But that's advice I've given to other people, is definitely try and listen to your thing while it's happening. Try and, instead of thinking about it, just stop.
Enjoy
and,
it.
Be a punter for a bit.
Yeah, hard out. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's moments of rest for some players within the 27 that you're going to have on stage. This is going to be extremely fun. I enjoy that you've described that it will be chaotic and gloriously so, I think is a great way to sum this experience up. We are talking to Josh Worthington Church about the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra, which is coming to Neck of the Woods on Sunday, August the 27th. Unwaged tickets and general release tickets both available on Under the Radar. And as we mentioned, incredible lineup of songwriters. Delaney Davidson's another one. You've got all sorts of cool people. Rachel Clark, Steph Brown from Lips. It's going to be an extremely stacked evening. What time does it all kick off?
So doors are 6:30. The orchestra is going to be on 7:30.
Nice. So nice, easy, early Sunday afternoon situation.
It's got to be.
I'm very much looking forward to it. Josh, thanks for coming in and chatting with us about it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Don McGlashan, one of the other songwriters involved. This is All the Goodbyes in the World.
John.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.